What was Victoria Beckham's Spice Girl's name?
Cinnamon.
Not cinnamon.
Low-key pranks you can play on your significant others.
Right. They're not super obvious.
Yeah.
But they're funny.
Yeah. They're not hurtful or terrible or relationship ending. But, you know, sometimes you do stuff like I talked about my uncle who would, if he was mad at my aunt, would go in the kitchen and tighten all the jar lids. He was a big guy. He was pretty strong. So she'd have to come crawling back to him later and say, could you open this mayonnaise, please?
I love that kind of stuff. This is for the modern age, is to mess with somebody's algorithm.
So, oh, yeah, like on TikTok or Instagram or something like that. Yeah.
We quite often, when my daughter and her husband go out of town, we watch their cats. So okay. We'll like drop in and feed the cats and stuff like that.
That's nice.
So I will go on to their YouTube on TV and just search for and play nonstop something to mess with them. So like that's all that comes up.
All their suggested viewing when they get back.
Yeah. So the last time they went out of town, my wife and I just kept, we put up beekeeping videos. Like how to care for your beehive. So then like that's all that comes up in their suggested videos.
I like that. That's fun. Jot that one down. That's pretty good.
Yeah. My son also like he signs in at our house on his music streaming thing, and I think it's either YouTube or Amazon, I forget what it was. But every time we do it, I always just punch in like Selena Gomez songs and just let them play like constantly. So that like, you know, casually if we're out somewhere, he's like, yeah, I don't know why I keep getting Selena Gomez songs.
Constant suggestions.
She's all right and everything, but God, I think I love Selena Gomez.
Okay, I'm going to write this one down. This is Derek in Mount Juliet says, I love embarrassing my wife in public. I will go into like a Walgreens or another drugstore, pick up a box of condoms, and walk to the counter and ask if they have a fitting room.
I don't think that's low key. I think that's pretty high key, if that's a word.
How fast your wife can run to the other side of the store.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
A lot of people in Middle Tennessee still without power, and also a lot of the traffic lights have been malfunctioning and not working. It's funny, almost all the TV news station websites have had to mention something I thought everybody already knew, which is if you come to a broken traffic light, treat it like a four-way stop. Yep. Because I've seen so many people just blow right through, not even paying attention. So, something they should have taught you in high school.
I mean, probably did learn it, but it's been a while, haven't thought about it.
Yeah, we work desperately trying to forget everything we learned.
So Kristen Cabot, she's the head of HR for that company where she was at the Coldplay concert with her boss and they were cuddling on camera. She has now, booked herself a speaking engagement at a conference for PR professionals in Washington.
Okay.
And the tickets to see her speak are going for close to $1,000. Where they say she's going to be talking about taking accountability and how to take back the narrative in the middle of a very public fallout.
We are so starved for entertainment.
Yes, we are.
It's kind of cool. We told you yesterday, Penny, the Doberman who won the Best in Show at the Westminster Dog Show, I guess, is retiring from dog shows and is going to become a therapy dog. I love that.
That's an excellent retirement chapter for that dog.
I love that. And if you've ever been around a Doberman, they have a menacing look, but they are just the sweetest dogs.
Yeah.
And they will just, they will love you forever.
Oh, that's a great story.
Yeah, I love that. Ways to kind of embarrass your significant other in public.
Yeah.
These are always fun. People are jotting them down saying, I'll try that.
So my wife Jen texted me and she said there's this couple that she follows on Instagram that they kind of publicly troll each other.
Yeah.
He messes with his wife by publicly asking in stores by holding up really cheap items like, $1 items and
like
saying
a box of mac and cheese or something.
Hey, honey, can we afford this? And then, you know, she embarrasses him. She says, if they're out with friends, she'll say things publicly like, can I have permission to go out with Lisa next Saturday?
Oh, my God.
Like she's being controlled.
Oh, wow. Those are clip and save those. Those are pretty funny.
Yeah. Chris has texted us and he says, I used to go to Dollar Tree and take a few items to drive my wife crazy.
Take a few items? Like shoplift? It's funny, yeah. And it's a crime.
You know how I troll my wife? I set fire to public buildings.
I carjack people. It's so funny. Oh, no, so
Chris is, he's texted again. He says, oh, crap. I meant to say I like to bring them up for a price check at the dollar store to drive her crazy.
So you walk up there and say, how much is this? And they go, it's a dollar.
Yeah, left that part out of his first text. Yeah. That's different then.
Yeah, it's more funny, less crime that way. Yesterday was a big birthday day. It was my granddaughter Charlie's 9th birthday. I tried to FaceTime her yesterday morning on her way to school, and she wouldn't talk because she was upset that she had to go to school on her birthday. It was so funny. She just wouldn't say a word.
I refuse to talk and accept your birthday wishes because I'm mad. Yeah.
Ollie, my grandson, was in the car too and go like, Charlie's mad. Okay. We had a good time last night. We went out to and had hibachi last night and the kids loved it with all the fire and screaming and throwing things.
It's a great show.
Oh, yeah. It's good. Yeah. And it was also your birthday, Jim.
It was. It was kind of low key because we had a little party last Saturday. It was just my wife giving me a piece of cake and the present she got for me.
Oh, nice.
Which was very cool. It's Sudoku knife, or it's like a very fancy chef's knife.
Because you love to cook.
I do like to cook. And and she asked me what I want. I'm like, oh, I don't know. How about a really good knife for the kitchen? So it is a really nice knife.
Yeah.
It's like a sword.
Nice.
It's like a mini sword. It's beautiful. But it's very, very sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I will end up in the emergency
room. You will eventually cut off the tip of your finger or worse.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Oh, look, there's chopped up celery and fingertips.
Yesterday in our mood boost, we talked to you about the Old Hickory plant store that they lost their entire inventory because of the power outage and the plants froze.
Yeah.
And they were denied by their insurance company. It was State Farm.
And they were going to pay us lost wages and replace the inventory. They have decided they're not paying us anything. They have decided to rephrase calling plants damaged to spoilage, which I'm not insured for, even though they knew what business they were insuring.
So people were just like so upset. This place lost like their whole business because of this, and that's why they buy insurance.
Yeah, it's $100,000 worth of plants that were lost. I guess they did a GoFundMe, raised about $60,000, and now apparently State Farm, her insurance company, has reversed their decision, and they are going to pay for everything.
They've been shamed into it.
Strap in, it's showtime. We're ready for Gender Wars. Brought to you by Tree Fellers. Need some trees gone from your place? They can make you a good deal. Go to localtreefellers.com. For the ladies, we have Ann. For the guys, we have Daniel. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's get to know you a little bit. Let's start with Ann. Have you ever won a trophy?
So it's kind of a joke that with my family that I'm not a very good cook. But when I was in eighth grade, I won a trophy for the County Banana Bread winner in 4-H.
Yeah! Ooh, nice!
In your face,
one
family!
Time.
Do you keep it right there in the kitchen so you can remind everyone how good you once were?
Yeah.
That's great. Daniel, what about you? Have you ever won a trophy?
Back when I played T-ball, we got first place and I won a trophy.
Nice!
Excellent. How old do you think you were then?
Probably about 6 or 7.
Okay.
Nice.
I was hoping you would say like I was 18 playing T-ball.
I was 39. All right. You each have a screw you can use. You get in trouble. Let's go.
All right. Here we go. Multiple choice, Ann. In golf, if it's a 5-par hole and you get it in the hole in only 3 shots, Is that called a birdie, an eagle, or an albatross?
I'm going to say birdie.
No, oh. It's an eagle.
Oh, dang. It was an albatross. Right?
Albatross, yeah.
This question was for you. Daniel, is Fenty Beauty, a cosmetics company owned by Rihanna, Kim Kardashian, or Selena Gomez?
Kim Kardashian.
No, it's Rihanna.
Okay. No answers correct yet. Let's see if you can score first, Ann. The winged foot of Mercury. The winged foot of Mercury is the logo of what tire brand?
Tire brand.
Mm-hmm.
Pirelli? I don't know.
No, Pirelli.
No, it's Goodyear. Goodyear.
Goodyear, okay.
Okay.
Daniel, what was Victoria Beckham's Spice Girl's name?
Cinnamon.
Not cinnamon. but I enjoy that answer so
like
much.
That, yeah. Okay. Will we have the coveted 0-0 tie? Let's find out.
Okay.
And the Bill Murray movie Kingpin was about what sport?
Bowling.
Bowling. We got one right. Good job.
Yay. All right. Pressure's on, Daniel. After opening it, experts say you should throw out your mascara after how many months?
6 months.
6 months?
No, it's only three.
3 months.
It's like an oil change every 3 months.
Oh, wow.
3,000 miles.
Well, that was fun, you guys. And with a score of 1-0, you are the winner.
She gets to take home the coveted Post Malone tickets.
Nice.
Nissan Stadium. Great job, guys. You were so much fun. I hope you had a good time. We enjoyed having you. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. And Totally Hits 93.3.
The traffic lights are not working in certain areas.
And, have you seen some of the news stations putting up things about, like, here's what you do for the traffic lights?
I mean, I stupidly assumed everybody knew what to do when they come to a traffic light that's not working. Is that you treat it as a four-way stop?
They don't know because I've seen it.
I've seen people just blow right through it and go So it's like that. That's why I sometimes if I'm turning right and somebody has their blinker on, like they're going to turn into a parking lot or into a street, I'll wait and see if they really turn.
I know. It's got to the point where, like, even though they say they're going to turn, and one of the few
people you're signaling that you will turn, but I don't really know if I trust you.
You're the rare person using turn signals.
Yes, right.
But I don't believe you.
Yeah. So, treat it as a four-way stop. I'm surprised everyone has dementia, but every website of every TV station has that as a big banner, like how to treat a broken traffic light.
I was thinking, why are they saying this, 11 days after we, all the power went out? But I think it's because people still don't know. And I think if you're, I think when all the trees were down, we were at, high alert. Everybody was cautious and careful.
Now we're just kind of daydreaming through life again.
Right. Just kind of blowing through those things. So.
Yeah. Feeling good, like I should.
When in dark, we'll walk around the neighborhood. It's a Woody and Jim mood boost. I think we need this. We need to be reminded because we have all the bad news about how we're mad about, the power not being up for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But just know that there are so many people that have come from other areas of the country to help us get our power lines back up. And this line worker, his name is Stu Garrison, and he took to social media to tell everybody how nice people are here and how grateful.
Out of all the towns I've worked in this country, this fine country, Nashville, Tennessee has got to be the most thankful city I've ever been to. When they're bringing you, nothing expensive, but the thought of what these people are doing, bringing us homemade desserts, bringing us just anything we need, asking us if we need anything. I got a lady's power on the other day. She came outside so thankful that she ended up giving me a hug. I've never even had a hug on storm, and sometimes as a man, that's all you need is a hug out here working in the cold rain. It's all you need sometimes, and that's what she did. She gave me a hug, she gave me a biscuit, and then her neighbor gave me about 5-6 bottles of liquor.
with a reminder, don't drink this till you're done.
That's right.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah, sometimes it takes an out-of-town perspective to show how nice people really are here.
Yeah, so Nashville, don't stop being you. And remember, even just a hug is really appreciated.
Very cool. If you'd like to see more about this story, you can check out the Woody and Jim Show or Totally Hits 93.3 on Facebook.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Well, we're still waiting to find out what's going on with Nancy Guthrie and where she is. Mm. We told you yesterday that ransom notes had been submitted to news stations, and they're still checking out the legitimacy of those ransom notes. But in the meantime, Savannah Guthrie and her siblings have made a video that they put out on Instagram to talk to the kidnappers, just in case it is real.
We need to know, without a doubt, that she is alive and that you have her. We want to hear from you, and we are ready to listen.
So I guess they've ruled out the brother-in-law of her sister was...
Yeah, there was a story floating around about that yesterday.
Yeah, that he's no longer a person of interest.
Wow. Yeah, hopefully that works out well.
Yeah.
RFK Jr. was in Tennessee yesterday speaking at the state capitol, talking about crazy things like vaccines and health and all that kind of stuff that he likes to talk about, taking a break from his regular job of gargling razor blades. And he did mention, too, that by request of Governor Lee... He is letting his brain worm be in charge of the NES power restoration.
Is he?
Yes. Because why not?
That's actual news.
That is news, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't make that up.
Okay.
Probably not.
So the mall at Green Hills is going to be getting a makeover. They have plans for dramatic new entrances, luxury boutique spaces, and upgraded landscaping to go along with the high-end Green Hills shopping experience.
It wasn't bougie enough.
No. So it's going to get bougier.
Nice. Probably had this written down in your calendar already, but today, February 5th, is National Weather Person's Day. Not meteorologist, weather person. Like somebody who really didn't go to school for it. They just read.
Technically
things.
Not qualified to give the weather, but they tell us what the weather people say.
Right. And well, here at Cromwell Media, we have kind of a sparse budget. So our actual weather person is artificial intelligence.
Right.
It's an AI voice that we throw on every once in a while to read the weather forecast.
Doesn't mean we can't show them appreciation,
right,
though.
And have a conversation. So, hey, hey, hey.
Hello, Woody and Jim. This is your Cromwell Weather Center. How can I help you?
Well, you know, we just want to wish you a happy Weather Person's Day.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much. Mm. Being the Cromwell Weather Center is so gratifying.
Yeah, I bet.
And my mom said I wouldn't amount to anything. But she came from a humble background. She was a Redbox rental machine.
And look what her little boy has become.
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, we should probably get you something for National
Weather Person's Day.
Yeah.
It's not required that you give me a gift. But if you'd like to, I would accept a surge protector.
Yeah.
Or maybe crumble cookies.
Yeah.
Oh, cookies. Yeah.
Everybody loves cookies. Even if you're just in the server.
Yeah. Or even will you accept these cookies? Yeah. What are we doing today?
Well, we're going over to Vanderbilt Children's Hospital, play bingo with the kids.
Yeah, we are.
That's always a blast.
Yeah, over there. And, of course, people come down to the Seacrest Studios, or they can watch on TV from the room. It's always a lot of fun.
It's always good to just go and give them some kind of distraction from all the stuff they got going on.
It's a good distraction for us, too.
Yeah. They always say, like, oh, is it depressing? No. Like, those kids are inspiring. I love those kids.
Then when I get home, I believe I may utilize my cat, Moira Rose, to see if she can predict the outcome of the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I mean, it'll be as scientific as any other prediction.
Yeah, right.
Even though I know my cat cannot use the phrase Super Bowl without the express written consent from the National Football League.
Your cat's going to get so sued.
Oh, it's going to get so sued by NBC.
That's right.